This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Christmas. Getting close. 19th of December, Wednesday. Hi, folks. This is What's on Your Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that very much. We appreciate whether you're tuned into 550 KFIRE, 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, or 1460 KLTC in the Bakken, or listening with your smartphone. Is it so easy to do from your app store? With iHeartMedia or any of our stations, just go right there and you'll find apps that are so easy to use and bring us to you crystal clear, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, one quick weather note here. We've got some reports from Grand Forks getting the worst of this winter weather advisory. As we reported earlier, there is a report for parts of Minnesota and North Dakota, northwest, mainly corner of North Dakota, Minnesota rather, and the northeast in North Dakota. Grand Forks seems to be getting the worst of this year. Fargo Road's in pretty good condition. The North Dakota Department of DOT reporting that actually there is continuous ice between the I-29 junction of Highway 81 to the Minto Interchange. Multiple roads in the Northern Valley reporting scattered ice as well. And taking up to 45 minutes to get from one end of town to the other in Grand Forks, semi-jackknifed on Demers Avenue earlier this morning. So most of the stuff we talked about earlier is right there. Just wanted you to know. Be careful if you're headed to that particular region. Finishing our conversation now with Job Christensen from the crew of the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. They're in Bismarck today, 3 o'clock show and 7:30. Tickets at the Bell or at Dan's Supermarket or at Medora.com. Valley City tomorrow night at 7:30, Fergus Falls on the 21st, and then down to Bloomington to wrap up the year, 3 and 7:30. The question I asked before the break when we had to go, Job, was just, you know, how this compares in your career. You've done some really great things been on Broadway and Medora and the Magical Music Tour. How does it compare?
I think it's one of the best things I've ever done, not because of how great I am in it, but I think because the personal relationships are so strong that it sort of overtakes the piece itself and really shows through on the stage. And it's a testament to Bill, who's brought us all together. And it's my third year, it's 4 years now. And, you know, we've gotten to be a family, and I think it shows. And so I think, I've always said that whether it's community theater, Broadway, you know, TV, movie, whatever, if it's the people involved that that capture you, then it'll be a terrific project. And that's exactly what this has been.
And you told us once about the story of Bill Sorensen coming to you after you were struggling to recover from a stroke and really being an inspiration and using this tour to say, come on, be part of this tour and get you back off the mat and provide a little motivation. And it worked, right?
Yeah, well, it all goes to show you. I mean, he said to me, you're a singer. You will always sing. And I want you to do this for yourself as well as for others. And I've grown in the process. I've become a stronger singer. I've become a stronger performer and ultimately a much better person. And so I'm indebted to Bill for all of that.
That's a great part of the story. It really is. Folks, take this in. Last I heard, there were tickets still left for the 3 o'clock show, and getting real tight on the later show. But again, they're at the door, so you can get them there. You can go to Dan's Supermarket today and get them. Just get there tonight to the Bell in Bismarck, 3 and 7:30, and then Valley City on tomorrow night, 7:30. Fergus Falls on the 21st in Bloomington for two shows to wrap it up. Job, thanks so much. Good to talk to you, and wish you all the best tonight.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
Tell the crew hi, and we had great fun with them Friday out in Henning, Minnesota, and been a fun project to talk about and let folks know. It's just a great peer entertainment. That's really what I call it, peer entertainment. We got word that Congressman Cramer would be just a couple of minutes late today. Evidently, is speaking at an event that is going longer than they thought, running behind schedule. So he'll be joining us momentarily, and you can call with your questions or comments. I got a boatload of texts I have not got to, so let me do that quickly while we're doing this. Shut it down and build the wall. And please ask Senator Kramer why the Republicans are always on defense and not on offense. Unredact and declassify now. All right. We got a question for him. Kellyanne Conway said on Fox, so is she lying? Is he chickening out? I think what they're referring to is alternative ways to fund it. I think what the president's doing, you can see it in some of his tweets, he's saying, you know, these Democrats, I don't know why, but they can't stand border security. They can't stand the wall. So we'll just do it another way. Just like we've had to do with other things. That's what he's saying. He's not saying let's not do the wall. He's saying Democrats are obstructing, so let's find another way to do it. I think that's very different than caving and giving up or any of that. But it's a good question for Congressman Kramer. If, in fact, that comes to be to say, we're going to wait and find another way to do the wall. Meanwhile, we'll go ahead and go along in this funding. Is that not caving? Why? Why not use the opportunity to leverage on the government shutdown? It's a good question. They do not want the wall built. They do not want the wall built, I think they meant to say here. They are willing to trade the safety of the American people for political expediency and more votes. All right. I don't know who he's talking about there, Republicans or Democrats. But another says, Pelosi says a wall is immoral. Pelosi, a Catholic, sees nothing immoral with abortion. Disgusting, conflicting viewpoints, in my opinion. I would agree with you. Another says, just wondering, did I miss the program where you revealed the source of funding for DAPL? Thanks. I enjoy your program and Merry Christmas. Well, we talked about the lawsuit related to that, the source of funding for that being, Greenpeace and some of the extreme environmental groups. So, you know, that's out there. No doubt about that. Another texter, Scott, do you think the GOP doesn't really care if the GOP loses the Senate? Some GOP will still get reelected, but we'll say we can't change it because we don't have the majority, but they still get paid and do their dirty deals, and life goes on for them. Your take on this, please, Scott, I may be wrong. Anything anybody wants to lose, ever. They don't want to lose. But we need more of us than them. No question about it. And I think the way we get more us than them, honestly, is Donald Trump. If Donald Trump continues to blow up politics as usual, as he has, and get some victories, it'll bring more people to his side. The Republican Party needs to show up to the fight. Where are they? Says another. Mattel Toys might make dolls. The cake baker fought and lost. Stop the insanity. Todd will translate that one now before I go to the next one. No? Kev, can you, the Mattel Toys, the cake baking, the
Easy Bake Oven?
Stop the insanity. Have you pieced all that together, Todd? You got that? Bueller? Bueller? Bueller?
He must have a bigger name on the other line.
He does, doesn't he?
I got nothing. I gave you everything I had.
That was nothing.
All I know is the Easy Bake Oven muffins that I started back in the 70s are finally done if you want some.
The House and the Senate are just as corrupt as the DOJ and the FBI, says another texter, or they would hold them accountable. The next continuing resolution should be required to have term limits in it. That way we can kick their can. Get it? Kick their can. For them constantly kicking the can. Yeah, there you go. If President Trump caves and signs a CR, he's history. He needs to shut the government down. If he doesn't get the funding for the wall, Christmas or no Christmas, it's time to roast some chestnuts. A lot of passion there. A lot of worries. A lot of texts. Holy buckets. I'd like to see Trump go to the Democrats in a media-allowed environment, play for them what they said over the years, and then ask them why all of a sudden you don't want the border open. That'd be good. Get a little multimedia presentation there next time they're in the Oval Office and say, well, here you said you were for border security. Here you said you were for the wall. Here you said you... Yeah, but that, we knew it wouldn't happen then. That's when we were in favor of it, when it couldn't happen. So now I'm confused, says another listener. Why not then on putting up the wall? I need a catcher's mitt. Why do they need a catcher's mitt?
I have a thought.
On the catcher's mitt?
No. What if Trump was to call his, you know, let's say he calls 15 buddies and they come up with $5 billion between them. And he went to the Democrats and said, all right, I got the $5 billion right here. I know there'd be more in place to do, but, you know, hypothetically.
Right.
They'd shut him down on that, too, I would imagine. Oh, no. Can't spend your own money.
My. We're waiting for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for him. Thanks for all those texts, by the way. Back to your calls and comments after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of three Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Park River, Lisbon, and Hope, North Dakota. At the meetings, NDSU Extension will discuss past soybean research conducted in North Dakota and the outlook and production issues for 2019. The program will provide information about all the major production decisions which have to be made in order to grow a soybean crop. Meeting dates and locations are Tuesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Park River City Auditorium in Park River. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ransom County Fairgrounds Expo Center in Lisbon. Thursday, January 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the American Legion in Hope. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Kendall at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
On our Christmas music, one related to my asking for more traditional Christmas music, Texter says, Scott sure is a fuddy-duddy.
Ouch.
Doesn't know good music when he hears it. I'm a fuddy-duddy now.
Must have been a Nugent fan.
I love that term, by the way. Fuddy-duddy. That's a fun one. I haven't heard it forever, so I don't mind being called a fuddy-duddy at all. That's just fine. I'm a little more old-fashioned, you know? But I like Ted Nugent, too. I just, when it comes to Christmas music, my preference is just, you know...
The classics.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, Andy Williams and...
So you don't think Deck the Halls is a classic?
Well, by who? Is the question.
Yeah. This is from the Merry Axmas Christmas.
It just doesn't say Christmas to me. That is not how I get in the Christmas spirit listening to grinding guitar. Now, I'm fine with Ted Nugent. Just not Christmas music. Not being an anti-Ted. I'm not being fuddy-duddy against Ted. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I just slipped back into an episode of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
There you go. Now another texter said,
"Beavis and Butthead Christmas."
There you go.
Another texter said, "We need more cowbell." Is there such a thing with is there a Christmas cowbell?
Not so much.
I was gonna say I'm not aware of any. You know, see, we tend to put the cowbell away and pick up sleigh bells, but you know, I can play some cowbell.
Right. Yeah. All right. We have just received a word from Congressman Kevin Cramer that
scheduling conflict.
He was at a program, speaking at a program, and I know only very little. I guess it was a tribal leaders forum that he was speaking at, and I don't know if his time changed or what happened, but something changed because he has relayed to his staff, please apologize to the crew that I'm not going to be able to make the talk radio town hall, so we'll reschedule that. So. There you go.
Well, it rarely happens, so...
It does rarely happen.
Got to give him a pass when he needs it, I suppose.
Now, next week, he will be on Monday. Is that right? Next week, yeah, Monday.
Christmas Eve?
I would imagine that as he transitions into the Senate seat, his schedule is going to be a little in flux.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. So, yeah, Christmas Eve is his next appearance on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Perfect.
All right.
Tell him I said Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I will do that because that means Todd won't be here. See. We have your calls. Welcome here now. We have some time to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about at 800-228-0550. All right. Dennis in Coal Harbor. Now, there's a great, beautiful part of North Dakota. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Look, I want to talk real quickly about foreign aid to Central America. Just Google it. All you got to do is run a Google on it. And we got billions going to Mexico and to the other countries down there. And they're worried about where they're going to get the money from? Well, come on, guys, let's get real. What I suspect is that these are pet projects for some of our congressmen. And we got to cut their legs off also. Anyway, go to Foreign Aid under Google, and you've got all kinds of money you could pull back for that wall.
What should be the criteria for foreign aid, Dennis? What is a good reason to expend U.S. taxpayer dollars for foreign entities?
Well, they always call it humanitarian. And I believe you could you could attach these migrants to be in a humanitarian effort. But there's billions going into Central America, Guatemala, all the countries down there. And they're worried about where they're going to get $5 billion for a wall.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Now, some people earlier said, hey, we're sending $10 billion to Mexico right now. Well, that's actually an effort to reduce migration from Central America, right? It's to say we're going to put dollars down there. We're going to do Central America, Southern Mexico aid, and we're going to do what we need to do to stop more caravans, if you will, right? So that's probably not bad, but I'm with you. I think they could find $5 billion, $10 billion, enough for the entire wall in a nanosecond. And I'd love to see Trump do more of that. I think from everything you read about Trump's um, um, I guess his the way he's operating in the White House, he wants to do something. He wants to do it now. And five people around him say, "Sir, can't do that. We here's what we need to do. We you know, it's all the swamp." I think his heart's still in the right place on all of this stuff. He just needs some more levers around him. What?
The voters want it now. The voting folks are impatient people also. Just because you got some congressmen sitting on a pet project, if we give it, we can take it.
Find the money. Absolutely, Dennis. Good point. Appreciate the call. Grand Forks we go. Scott, understand it's a little slick up there, Scott, so if you're driving around, be careful.
It's wet in town. I don't know if highway is.
But not bad in town, huh?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of sprinkle drops. It's
supposed to warm up enough after 11 where it will not be a problem. But anyway, what's on your mind?
I haven't watched the weather report in 2 days. So anyways, I don't think the president's getting the Republican support that he should. And I hope he does this next December, a year from now. They're going to dump him. They're not going to, you know. I heard it said that he don't got the votes in the Senate to get that wall, even with the Republicans. And I think this is what he should do in 2020. Next year, he should announce, okay, Republicans, I'm not running with you. I'm running against you. I'm going to run as an independent. And that would get these Republicans really stirred up on a merry-go-round.
I wouldn't mind him naming names, too, you know, for some of these.
Absolutely. I mean, I think he's waiting. I think he's got a chest of weaponry that he's just waiting for the right time. But we lost so many Republican seats. I don't understand that. And my best friend, I told him, Republicans are beer drinkers and football watchers. You know, the Democrats are motivated. I think what happened here in voting time is all our Republicans in Michigan and Wisconsin and the states that lost to the Democrats, they stayed home, drank beer, and watched TV. The Republicans, in my opinion, are kind of like that. I'm further right than a Republican. I'm an independent for all practical purposes. You know, but I think next December he needs to announce, the heck with you. I'm running independent next year. And it would be like a bomb in the Republican Party.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I'm not sure. What would the Democrats work with him on? What would they actually, as in, you know, if what you're suggesting, he runs as an independent.
The idea of breaking this up for the last 50 years of all this corruption.
Yeah,
an independent president, he could fund it. And that one guy, where did I hear this? He could fund that wall himself. You know, and
yeah, one guy called and said he had to just find five buddies and all do $1 billion each on the wall. You know, and one of the questions we have for Congressman Kramer was an update on the legislation that would allow a GoFundMe type fundraising effort for it. Thanks, Scott. More calls coming up. You're waiting. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or planned space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the Pentagon has announced it's planning a rapid full withdrawal of U.S. ground forces from Syria. About 2,000 U.S. troops are there to combat ISIS. In a tweet this morning, President Trump saying the U.S. has helped defeat ISIS in Syria, calling it an only reason for being there, though Russia, Iran, and the Syrian regime have long desired to have the U.S. out of that war-torn country. New privacy allegations against the social network.
Facebook reportedly gave companies like Netflix Spotify, and others access to users' data without the users even knowing it. That's according to the New York Times, which looked over internal documents that show a number of companies had access to things like private messages. Facebook not only turned over its users' data to companies like Microsoft, but also data from their friends.
That's our Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter.
Sounds like Scott's picking the music now.
Gone astray.
I love this. See, I could listen to this all day long. This is beautiful. Crank it up.
Here's a new bird.
Yes.
Can't beat a little TV.
Song as we go along. Walking in winter wonderland.
You know how this all happened with me? Because I started in radio at the age of 12. And that job was part-time on Sunday mornings. And this is the kind of music we played. I mean, not Christmas music, but, you know, the Letterman and Perry Como.
And the Reel to Reels.
It was unbelievable.
You bet.
Yeah, all of them. Andy Williams. So I've always liked that music.
For Christmas, I'm with you. I like the classics.
Call me a fuddy duddy, folks.
Put the Rat Pack Christmas on. I'm good to go.
Call me a fuddy duddy. Here's a number that'll blow your mind. You ready for this? 760,077. That is from the U.S. Census Bureau. That is North Dakota's population. It is an all-time high as of July 1st, 2018. About 5,000 more than the last year's revised estimate. Isn't that something? What is a perfect population number for the state of North Dakota? What would be just the ideal population rate? I know people who say it should be less than it is. They like it lower. They don't want neighbors, right?
Yeah, tens of thousands of people we can't get jobs for now. So, yeah, what, do we want to flood it?
Well, and of course, this, you know, I think the workforce challenge is the big issue here. But say you solve that riddle. Say you just keep adding jobs and the people keep pouring in to take advantage of these careers and live the North Dakota life. Would you, as a North Dakotan, be just fine with that? Million, million and a half. Got a lot of North Dakota that has, you know, nobody within a fairly long area, right? So we have more room. But when does North Dakota that we know and love stop being North Dakota that we know and love, right? At what point? We got a new high number, so I think this is a fair question I've thrown on the table. Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can call us locally at 258-0550. It's a mini 701 number, 258-0550. And, of course, text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. Back to the phones in a second here. First, I'm going to tell you about MyPillow's fantastic Christmas deal. The MyPillow mattress topper is 30% off. Plus, you get two free MyPillows thrown in. Can you believe that deal? And this mattress topper is the best. It's about 3 inches thick, and it has three levels of foam, thermophase gel technology, so it keeps the right temperature for you, and you get that zero gravity effect from that high density support that cradles your entire body. It works great. I know because I have one, and I love it. And now's the time. Last chance. Christmas deal, 30% off, two free pillows thrown in. 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Use the promo code Scott at any of those, and you'll get a great deal. Texter during the break said, I want to go to Norway with you. Well, I'd love to, have you. This tour is filling up. In fact, in December, to have a tour that's in June, you know, more than half full is pretty incredible. So we're excited that you like this great tour. I understand why you do. It's a midnight sun tour, and it's a little bit of everything. It's just great sun. It's great sightseeing, and whether it's the waterfalls or it's the tunnels or it's the fjords, it's the, you know, you hop in a railroad. We're just doing a lot of really cool things. We're going way north this year, so you got the coast that is really just absolutely beautiful, the fjords of western Norway, and a lot more. North Cape, Oslo, Stalheim, Stavanger, Voss, Bergen. Call my friend Carol Juven. He's sitting at his desk right now waiting for you to call to find out more. June 15th through the 30th is when we're going. Norway at its very best. Call him at 701-237-9000. All right, let's go back to some calls here. We'll go to South Fargo. Dan. What's on your mind, Dan?
Yeah, I got three things on my mind. I got 3 points I'd like to make. Two really quick ones. First of all, the government shutdown. I would like to think that Trump would shut the government down, although it never really does shut down, so it's a misnomer to say it's a shutdown because it does not shut down. Those people will get their paycheck eventually. Second point I'd like to make is that I really appreciate the lineup of talk shows that you have on your radio station. You're the only station I listen to because you got such great talk show hosts. Well, some of my favorite ones would be Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, and Alex Jones. At 8 o'clock at night, I shut off the TV and turn on the radio to listen to Michael Savage.
We like it when people do that, don't we, Todd? Just turn it right off. Todd's got a new show on, too, now on 550 that's getting some rave reviews.
Well, that's good.
Folks have been talking about, too. So, no, listen, I mean, turning the TV on at night is going to fill your mind with mush most times.
Yeah.
Whether it be some just, you know, show that has no real purpose. I'm not much on many of those shows. Or it's some news program that's fake. So,
The TV shows are just about as worthless as the other radio stations. But I'd like to dovetail from Michael Savage into the third point I'd like to make. And Michael Savage has this thing, what defines a country? What defines a country is border, language, and culture. And talking about the border, I used to live in Latin America. I spent several years down there. I worked out of the U.S. Embassy in Latin America. Been in 17 countries in Latin America. I do know a little bit of Latin America country and culture. I speak Spanish. If we had no border, I'd say about 90% of the people that I knew would be in the United States. And I don't care what country you're at. They'd like to come to the United States. And the reason is that their culture and their countries are so corrupt. The governments are so corrupt.
Dan, I appreciate your call, and thank you for listening very much. Thanks a ton. Fred, or was he asking me a question? I didn't get the question. I missed it. Todd, Kevin? We'll have the staff fire that back and see if I missed a question here, but I don't think so. If I did, Dan, call back. Fred in New Bern, you're next on... what's on your mind? Fred Newber.
Yeah, hi. How are you today? That's nice to talk to you.
You as well.
Hey, I would just like, if you can bend Congressman Kramer's ear about this, you know, I think that if President Trump does not, like, use the military or something to build the wall now, I don't believe we'll ever have a wall. especially if he did not get elected for a second term. I do not believe any other president could get it done, or the Congress will have the, you know, the moxie to step up and do it. So if they want a wall, I would implore President Trump right now to do everything that he can with the military or otherwise to get it done before the next election.
Well, I mean, don't you think he knows that. Everybody around him knows that. I think this president's negotiating. I think he's playing a little game of footsie. In other words, if he goes along with a continuing resolution, for instance, that Mitch McConnell's announcing today, but part of it is he could fund the wall out of the military, wouldn't you take that and go home?
Yeah, well, that's what I think that should happen.
I do, too. I don't think he's going to do any deal that has him cave on the wall and say, okay, fine, we won't do that. I really don't. I just don't. I don't think. No. He's got to know there's way too many people watching this. They're going to go along with that. Now, all the different things they do on a budget, you know, deal that they're trying to get done, you know, do what they do, whatever. But the most important thing is, where's the funding for the wall? How is that happening? And if he can take more control out of it and take it away from politicians, Republicans and Democrats alike, that seem to have some aversion to it, I think it makes perfect sense.
I do, too, and I hope that happens. So anyway, you guys have a great Christmas, and talk to you down the road.
You as well. Take care.
Thanks.
Texters. A few of them here. Let's see. I bet if the Mexicans coming across the border voted Republican, they'd want a wall right away. I assume he means they, as in the Democrats. Could be. And somebody's trying to figure out what Christmas song we played based on the following clues. This is from a texter. Hard to explain, but you played a Christmas song on a break this week where stars out with violins. Well, it starts out with violins and then goes to rock music.
That was the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I said it was one of my favorites. Okay, yeah, it must have been this one. Yeah. I love these guys.
Well, it's pretty darn traditional sounding at this point, so sure, why would you not like it?
And it kicks in.
It does kick in, but even when it kicks in, it's still good, robust, you know, kind of.
You realize it was a metal band, and they came up with that band name because they figured, well, people aren't going to play our metal group stuff, but if we come up with a fake orchestra name, then they will. And we did.
I don't care. I don't care. I just like the Christmas music. I have no care, not a whit, about that whole metal stuff. Because this is good, is it not?
Yeah, I agree. Cool deal. I love all their stuff.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. So that is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO, don't they go by?
Yep.
And if you want to look for that, find it. There you go. Now we're getting a little of freezing rain in the Fargo metro area, getting a couple of calls about slick conditions. Let us know what you're finding where you are. Dana and Judd wants to talk about today's callers. What about today's callers would you like to talk about? How smart they are, Dana, maybe, or what?
Yeah, good morning and season greetings to everyone. Yeah, I want you to do us a favor, Scott. You know, you care about America just like all the callers that call in and voice their opinions, give their ideas. Why don't you send this show to Kevin Cramer and let him listen to it at the archives? Send it to Congress and Senate, too. Because what they're saying is straight up pure truth, and they're feeding them ideas left and right how to fix it. And they want to just do campaign promises, and they want to go on recess, and they want to.
No, it's a good idea. It's a good idea, and that's why Congressman Cramer being here every week for an hour, listening to that. Here's those ideas and takes them back. And you're absolutely right. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
All year long, Giving Hearts Day charities across the region work hard to help the community. This holiday season, together with our listeners, we'll help recognize these amazing charities. Call us, 855-200-1776, press extension 1. Share a story of impact by a Giving Hearts Day participating charity. If we select your story, you could win a $100 Giving Hearts Day gift card to use on February 14th, or purchase Giving Hearts Day gift cards at Dakota Medical Foundation.
'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the house ran hungry kids wanting food from the steakhouse. Little Teddy, with a frown of a mourner, begged Dad this Christmas for a pizza from Pizza Corner. Loaded with toppings on an Italian bakery crust, the pride of North Dakota for dinner is an absolute must. Open the oven door and deliciousness fills the air. Pizza Corner pizzas are truly the finest anywhere. Good eats for Santa's tummy, I certainly do implore. Cookies, snack, get a Pizza Corner pizza from the grocery store. As I come to a close, I'd certainly be remiss if I didn't say from Pizza Corner Pizza, Merry Christmas.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Michael Bublé, who would this be?
This is Brett Eldridge, country artist.
Never heard of the dude.
Retooling a classic.
Wow.
Say hello to friends you
I like that the new guys are retooling the classics, keeping that up.
Kind of like the Burl Ives version, just a hint better, but this is good. This is close. Good stuff. Do you feel Todd kind of pouting today about the Christmas music? Like we're not going zany enough? I kind of get a pouting, pout feel.
He's okay.
You okay, Todd?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I have the iHeart app. I can throw in whatever Christmas artist I want and create my own channel.
There you go. Exactly right. Create your own channel. I love that idea. Been hearing about that. Beautiful. All right, a couple of minutes left here on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Last chance to get a question or comment in. We did not have Congressman Kevin Cramer as planned today on the Talk Radio Town Hall, and we'll reschedule that for you at a time that works. Evidently, a tribal leadership forum of some note went a little long, and so he did not was not able to join us. Apologize for that, but we have had a robust conversation on all kinds of things, and it's been fun chatting about it here today on the program. Brought to you in part by our friends at Pucklich. It's Wednesday. Let's talk about some wheels at Pucklich, should we? That's right. They have the, of course, the two stores. North Dakota's home for Chevy, both in Bismarck and in Valley City. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Valley City, and Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And so let's talk about the featured vehicle this week. It's at the Valley City store. It's an SUV, basically brand new, where you can save almost $20,000. Another one of those. Basically brand new, or you save almost $20,000. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Because this is a 2014 GMC Sierra 1500 all-terrain. It's got the SLT package, long body style. So if you got a big family or pet you like to take on the road, plenty of room for everyone. 59,000 miles on it. 59,000 miles on 2014. It's like new. On the lot today for $39,95. But today, you say, hey, we heard about this from Scott, $29,485. Fully loaded. If this truck doesn't have it, you don't need it. Perfect for all that gear and all those road trips. You got it all. Hop online, check it out. PucklichValleyCity.com. PucklichValleyCity.com. Or stop by the showroom, 721 West Main in Valley City. It's like they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. Great way to buy a car. Pucklich.com, PucklichValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Simple as that. Someone asked for the number at the Dakota Medical Foundation to buy some of those cards we talked about yesterday. Well, we'd love to help you out with that. I don't have it on the top of my head, but I'll find it here for you. And that is how you get them, by the way. You call the Dakota Medical Foundation and say, I need 10, I need 5, I need, here's what I need. They just take care of it. They do it. And then the gift card, so you got the $100 gift card, you give it to someone. That gives them the ability to pick a charity on Giving Hearts Day and have that doubled. So it's perfect. 701-271-0263 is the number. 701-271-0263. That's a great gift-giving idea. I mean, you're just, you know, you're doubling down. You're doing it. You're giving a really neat gift, and then they get to give a really neat gift to a charity. So it's kind of cool. All right. Dana from Judd wasn't done, and I've had a trigger finger today. Lots of calls waiting. Dana, I apologize for that. Go ahead.
Okay, and my point is this. The people out here know how to fix this. I've got an idea. I'll lay it on you right now. And don't be like the people that treated the Wright brothers with it. Well, that'll never happen.
Because, okay. That's a good warning. Right. That's a good warning.
Do this. All you day traders and all you brokerage firms, take all your money and load it into one electronic trade. Take your 401s and put it in there and move as one unit. Whatever you buy, you're going to create the blow in that stock. Now, the trick is to get the two that are so close to the machine that they won't run out of money. I know which two those are. Okay? You're guaranteed. You've eliminated the risk, and there's nothing they can do about it because there's no law against working together. And why would they want to do that anyway when they can play it themselves? You'd pump so much money into this economy so fast that it would make your head spin. And then people that scoffed at the Wright brothers, I'd like to bring them back today and strap them into one of the F-35s that hit launch and go straight up about 5 miles, roll over, stall out, and then hit the burners and head for the ground. Their old cheeks would be flapping in the wind like a hound dog with his head hanging out the window. Say, what do you think about that?
That is a great American story, though, those Wright brothers. There's no doubt about it, and I agree with you. I think there's other Wright brothers out there today on any issue that needs to be solved that can be solved.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Same to you. Okay, Texter says, the number that I wanted for Dakota Medical Foundation was to win the gift cards. Okay, well, you can buy them at that number I gave you. You can also win them by calling our 24-7 line, 855-200-1776. And all you need to do is just tell us a story about one of the charities from the Giving Hearts Day that has impacted you in some way, maybe a
friend, family, you know, loved one, whatever it is. Tell us that story. Tell us a little bit about that charity, and you're in the you're in the hunt for a $100 gift card on us. 855-200-1776. Okay, John in Washburn, you are next. But that probably doesn't help much. Try tomorrow. Try tomorrow.
Yeah, if you want to hold on for 20-some odd hours. Sure.
What's on your mind? God bless you, folks. We've got to go. Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Valley City VCSU Bankstead Auditorium at 7:30 Thursday, December 20th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Eagle's Nest Bookstore and Medora.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.